be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada, I'm your constant companion, Nick Ramirez. With me is Chewbacca, Rick, and in the third chair, artist Dina Hoover. Our musical guest this week is Smiley Mikey, Mr. Michael Scion.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Well, you weren't as comfortable as Rory sometimes seems, but you did hit the post a lot better.
Thanks.
You fucking nailed it, Nick. I think you might have a new job.
Cool.
Speaking of that, yeah, I did get a new job this week.
That's awesome.
Sexuating.
Working over at the radio stations.
How long has it been since you had a job? It's been a while, right?
Well, an official job, you know, I've been doing door here and there and, you know.
Not under the table. Cheating on your unemployment type job, I'm talking about.
That was, well, after my unemployment ran out, that's when I started working on houses.
I know you wouldn't actually
cleaning houses. And
you reported all that income to me.
Absolutely. And anyway, yeah, so I started an official part-time job at the radio station, which is super nice after working here at Dogwater, you know.
Yeah. Go to like a real place with real studio shit.
Yeah, and just hanging out in that environment, you know.
Fancy.
Yep. And just kind of soaking it all up and learning.
Yeah, because it's kind of ghetto here, isn't it?
Well, it's just a little different, but all the knowledge I got from working here totally helped me out. Yeah. And Rick is a reference, too.
It was weird because I'm sitting in Starbucks and this guy calls me. Nick Ramirez? No, I don't. I don't know where he is. I'm sorry, officer, right? But no. And then he said, I work for the radio. And that's right. Nick put me down as a reference. And so then I put on at my studio where Nick and I work all the time. You know, and I, mm-hmm. yeah, yep. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it'd be like, yeah, he constantly helps set up and he's just amazing. And and then I loved being able to throw in. And it was great because it was true. I said, you know, we've been doing a free radio show for a year and a half. Because we're so into radio that we just made our own show and nobody pays us and we just do that.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the kind of thing mm-hmm. we do. And so it was cool to be able to tell him that and it not be a lie.
That,
yeah. You know, then he was like, what the hell is wrong with, tell me what the worst thing about Nick is.
Mexican.
And I hate that because it's like, right. First thing I thought, well,
horrible.
He's Mexican.
Bigots.
Sometimes he doesn't bathe. No, I didn't. I couldn't come up with anything. I was just like, you know.
Aww.
I can't think of anything bad about Nick. He's Aww. Been just a joy to work with. And we're not even paying him, and he's been great to work with. I can't imagine what he would do if
nothing wrong.
Paid him.
He's just late all the time and doesn't speak clearly.
No, that's the thing I said. And I bagged on Rory a lot. I was like, you know, I wouldn't. Yeah. Maybe Nick is late, but I wouldn't notice because Rory's always late.
Compared to the other guys on the show, right? Nick is absolutely the best possible candidate for the position.
Right on. Well, I appreciate your endorsement.
So you got the job.
And I told got them the that job,
you,
yeah.
you helped break down, and I showed you how to wrap cables to my specs, which yeah. I don't know if that's their specs or not. But
no, they don't take care of their cables, man. I'm trying to tell them.
Oh,
all
they
this
don't?
Stuff's all twisted up, man.
And you're all, dude, it's a dinner plate.
Yeah.
The size of a dinner plate.
So they don't have a giant budget, but they probably might have a bigger budget than Dogwater.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Taking care of the crap.
Yeah.
It's expensive to run a radio station, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. But anyway, so that was super fun. And let's see, this weekend after I got my new job, I went to do a remote over at Harris at the Zone 21. Mm-hmm. And since that was so close to my house, I was able to leave the remote when it was time at 10 o'clock. And lo and behold, the Gunner's daughter and Mary Jane.
Yeah,
Rocket
that was pretty rad. I didn't know that was going on either.
Sweet. Yeah, they're having local bands down there.
Yep. Had a pretty interesting room, too. I mean, I think
cool
it's got a lot of potential,
room,
yeah.
Very Wait, cool.
So, what room exactly are they in?
They're right next to the sports book. Like, they were playing beer pong, and there was girls, like go-go girls, dancing there. Harris. And then tucked into a little corner, there's just this cool little stage room.
Yeah, a little showroom.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was kind of like THX 1138, the movie, because it's all
so
like white walls. Everything's all like
yeah.
brand new.
What's happening Sharp here? Angles. What's happening is the downtown casinos now are realizing that, you know, there's something huge happening in Reno, the arts and the music scene, and now it's taking over downtown.
Yeah, they want to be part of it too. But it's not a bad gig because I believe you get like $100 and like three drinks per person in yeah. your band, I mean, that's better good. Than yeah. most little bars yep. offer you.
They and hella cheap the for the casino. Because yeah. they would normally pay somebody a hell of a lot more money to do something like that.
Yeah.
Those cover true. Bands make a lot more than, you know.
Oh, yeah. What would you rather bands see? That are actually on the payroll of the casino, especially, yeah.
What would you rather see, a lounge band or a really fun local band?
A good local band. Yeah.
Something
sure, yeah.
good and original.
But, yeah. Exactly. But I'm not an elderly that. Tourist who got on a bus in California.
No, you know, true. There was like a lot of young people and stuff there at that part of the casino for some reason. I don't know what was going on.
This is all those girls and yeah. stuff, you know. Yeah. Those half-naked girls playing cards with you. But so that was pretty awesome. I was impressed by that. Cool. I think the guy's booking that is from Cathedral Ghost. Yeah. I read that recently that he was
thought I recognized him
doing shows there. Anyway, good job, dude. What else happened this weekend? Oh, it was Father's Day. Yep. It was so awesome. I got a Honda scooter from my wife for Father's Day.
It's cool. Sweet.
It's so sweet. It kind of looks like a Vespa, but it's a Honda, so it's probably a little more reliable. And it's just, yeah, it's so fun to just scoot around, and now I get to save all kinds of gas and have a blast, you know, driving around town.
Dude, last week you were just some loser, like, not doing a damn thing, wondering if you'll get a job, no transportation, barely showing up to the radio show, and this week you're on top of the world.
I did have a good week.
You're a new man.
I've had a great week.
Look at you.
It's been all right.
Yep.
The gods have been shining on me. Let's see, what else is going on this week? Really, that's it besides the big news that I went and saw the horseshoe tournament.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Me and my buddies put together a big horseshoe tournament up in Northwest Reno this weekend. And people came from out of town just to come participate in that thing. And it was
yeah, all the way
good.
From Washington. And
yeah, Washington, Las Vegas.
Is there like a horseshoe circuit that you tapped into? Or
no, it's just a lot of horseshoe players in town that, you know,
they're all each old other. School so buddies.
The way it works is you just come and you give your $10 to join the tournament, and then at some point when we have enough players, you just draw names to find out who's going to be your partner. So if you get a good partner, you could ride that and end up winning a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you winners get money and trophies and everything. It was a beautiful day at the park, and a lot of old friends, good people there. So
who ended up winning the tournament?
Mike Wrench and Jason Hamill.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Right on.
Yeah, it was cool.
Horseshoe tournament.
Good job, Mike Wrench.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was so cool to see a lot of these folks I haven't
yeah.
seen.
Yeah, I saw people there at that same park. It's the park up there on Rob Drive. I used to hang out and drink beer at that park when I was 15 years old. That was a long time ago now, and some of the same exact people I was hanging out with at that park 25 years ago are the same people I saw there the other day. So it was pretty
awesome.
Yeah, it was almost like a reunion for those of us that didn't graduate.
Now are you talking about friends that like live down by the river at the park? Or
No, a lot of them are pretty successful people.
Oh, okay, now. Okay. So they just show up at the park.
Yeah, the river doesn't even go by that part of town.
So you couldn't live in a van down by the river at that park?
No.
Okay.
I did spend a few nights in that park, though, back when I was younger. When it was too high to go home or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go talk to my parents. I'd just say, drop me off at the park, and I'll just spend the night here, and I'll talk to them in the morning.
Hmm. Yeah. They let you do that?
My parents?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, but I would rather deal with the punishment in the morning than deal with it when I was coming home, you know, fucked up or whatever. Not that I would have been that wasted at 15.
You're such
right.
a bad kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I weren't a liar.
Did we cover on the previous show
What?
No, I didn't tell them I was wasted. I'd just say, oh, the truck ran out of gas in Dog Valley or something.
Ah. Yeah. You slept where?
In the mine shafts by the house here.
Yeah,
really? I said that before, haven't I? I'm sure. Like,
I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
because I did the same thing, but it was sleeping in the mine shafts here by the house.
Uh huh.
The abandoned mine shafts. That's a real Reno story, you know.
Trippy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I clawed my way out. You're lucky I'm alive. Get off my back.
What did you record any bands this weekend, Rick?
No, I was scheduled to do Mind's Eye, who I did their first project, and then we're going to do another one to make it a full length because it was only 5 songs the first time and they had barely gotten started. And we're going to do another 5 tracks and re-record 2 of them because they've changed the songs a little bit. And I'm really excited about that. I love them. They're kind of like what's that fucking band? Anyway, I really dig them. And but they couldn't do it this weekend. At the last minute, they couldn't do it, so we rescheduled to the 30th. And Cody because I was worried about the money because I got to pay Felix for his fucking truck.
Right.
And Cody came through with his mom needing help. And so I went down to Gardnerville with Cody and his brother Nevada and helped his mom like move stuff around her house and stuff. And so that was really cool. It saved my ass.
Cool.
And then, got some sushi. I even stopped by the Five Star. Because on Saturday night, and dragged Cody in Nevada there.
Hang out with the boys?
Yeah, yeah. Hanging out with my people. Because, you know, I don't ever see my people. And I feel like an outsider, and it was weird.
Uh-huh.
And then on Sunday, I hung out with Christians, and I felt like an outsider there, too. So
you'll find your place.
I know. I'm not, I don't feel like I fit in anywhere, except with you freaks. So I don't know.
One of us.
Right.
I want to say thanks to Irmageddon, who just came in and gave us some Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh.
Thank you, Irma.
Isn't she sweet?
Yes.
The kind of person that would help you plug in mics and then bring you beer.
And guess what?
I'm doing her.
Me too.
Oh, how dare you?
I'm just joking, of course.
Sexually.
Zombo's doing her too. Fuck her. I'll get you, Zombo.
Zombo, you can't hate a player.
Right on.
Oh, speaking of Zombo, should we talk about, isn't it weird having a show without Rory interrupting us every 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Like, it's like I don't know how to react without Rory interrupting me.
It's like we don't even know each other.
Right? What are we? Did we mention why Rory's not here?
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention that. People are like, where the hell's Rory?
Yep, they're like, oh, Rory's not even going to
be
listen.
Here. He's getting a sex change today. So.
I thought he told me he had diarrhea. Man. I guess it shows what kind of friendships you and him have and me and him have. Tells you that he's getting a sex change and tells me he's just got diarrhea.
He's getting his penis reattached. No, I'm just kidding.
It's
love
like
Rory.
Pin the penis
he's
on
a very
Rory's
manly,
butt. No, yeah.
Are we... Should we introduce our guests so they can talk?
Yeah,
let's really get off of us here. So we have Dina Hoover, who's an artist, and also one of our guests last couple weeks ago, Justin's mom.
Yep, that's mm-hmm. me.
Small world.
Ooh, Justin's mom.
So you're a painter?
Yeah, a painter and a writer, and I make a living, sort of, doing that in Carson City.
Oh, cool. You pay your rent with that?
I pay my rent, but luckily my husband makes enough money to feed me because otherwise that, but I can pay the rent. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and I have a couple shows up here in Reno. Right now I've got the work at the Hub.
The Hub?
Oh.
Yeah.
Midtown?
Yep.
All right.
That is the busiest coffee shop that was ever in too small a space.
And they have the best coffee.
It's the best coffee, but I can't ever get in to drink any of it because there's so many friggin' people there, which is cool because a lot of people will see your art.
Yeah. Hopefully some rich people will show up and really want some art. But then during Art Town over at the Pneumatic Diner, they'll be doing show there. So
excellent. Getting lots of exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah, from people who don't have money.
Those places are...
don't have money. Exactly. Yeah.
But still, they love your art, which is really part of it, too.
It is.
Yeah.
I've seen rich people at Pneumatic Diner before.
They order the...
Rich people could be vegans. That could happen.
Yeah,
you practically got to be rich salad. To eat healthy.
Yeah.
You know
the
that?
Fried tofu steak that they make is really good.
I like the slab
That's
lasagna.
What I'm talking about. Yeah,
yeah that's good.
The slab.
That's good.
Pretty cool.
Good stuff. Yeah, they always have good art there. I like it.
Yeah, and they wanted something a little bit more traditional than the monsters with the eyeballs in their hands and stuff for during Art Town. So
cool. Yeah.
So that would be me, a little bit more traditional.
So you'd be up the whole month over there at Pneumatic?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So, Dina, you will be our third seat. Feel free to chime in at any time. You even tell us you guys are gross or whatever you, however you feel.
You guys you couldn't be gross, could you?
I mean, it's weird because Justin's mom is really cool, but at the same time, it's still Justin's mom.
Still
like,
Justin's
like,
mom.
Like, we can't, like, you know.
You've already been potty mouth. It's too late.
I
formed an opinion.
I did listen to the show. Well, I've listened to it before, and I did listen to the episode with Justin on it, including.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the pee story and everything.
That was a particularly gross show, if I recall. I
forgot about that. Yeah.
That was the one we didn't have a guest, and we played some of the old songs. Yeah.
After the show, Justin was like, my mom can never hear that. God, that's just terrible. I'm so
and I
Plus
was
we played Princes of
shocked.
Pork.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just shocked. He's so angelic, normally so shy and...
We dig up secrets on this show sometimes.
Oh my God.
We've had some people some say
pretty
some
big
shocking
revelations.
Yeah, shocking revelations, definitely.
That was a really good show, but my God. Nobody's mom. I don't let my mom listen to this ever.
My mom doesn't even have access to the internet.
Yeah, let's keep it that way. Yeah, it's exactly a dangerous place. She shouldn't be out there.
I have always kind of hoped I'd freak you out sometime right when you were in the middle of something really gross, knowing that I'll occasionally listen and, you know, maybe ruin your story entirely.
That was as bad as it could have been. And then I was also scared that you would have said you listened to last week's show where we introduced the new Nick Ramirez drop.
Better
that
not.
we won't be playing at all today because
good.
Justin's mom is here.
Good. Thank
we
God.
All did it a little bit last week.
Yeah,
because so, Nick actually went to the bar and blew somebody.
You know. Let me just say something. You keep referring to her as Justin's mom. She's an artist, and she's got these bodacious dreadlocks. So I think that she can probably handle anything you guys toss out
probably
there.
Probably pretty cool.
Yeah,
and maybe even
yeah.
top it if she were of a mind to. Not that she is. So
yeah, and we had the show. We had the show that Justin's mom shouldn't hear. Now maybe we should have the show that Justin shouldn't hear. Right? So wouldn't that be great?
Very cool.
So let's see if I can bring up something about sex with Justin's dad.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Rory has all the quiz notes, but we'll do.
Oh, we can do that. For
we'll
Rory.
Do a makeshift quiz today.
We'll take turns. We've done heard that a thousand
blah,
times.
Blah blah, capital of Montana, etc.
Yeah,
right.
Oh God, that's awesome. And have we introduced our other guest?
No, he was just yawning. But here's Smiley Mikey.
Greetings,
local music promoter and. Promoter of Reno, too, right?
You've absolutely.
Invented Made in Reno concert, right?
I was co-inventor of it, yeah. And that was a few years ago, and it just keeps getting renewed every year. It keeps
bigger
getting remade.
And yeah.
And other shows, I'm not a booking agent or a promoter. I'm just an instigator, and then people call me, and they say they need bands. So I say, okay, and I call people, and they seem to call me back. So whatever that means, that's awesome. But, yeah, definitely promote Reno, and we are the baddest little city. We're the crossroads of the world.
Yeah.
We're kind of like high school in a way. Yeah. I was thinking
like
on the way
like
over
a gigantic high school.
Or because we keep running into the same people you know.
Yeah.
The mayor's the principal. We have cops on bikes. We have a curfew downtown. So it just seems like it really is kind of high school. Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
You can never really leave, though. High school, you can never graduate from.
Yep.
But, you know, rock and roll always works best for high schoolers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's who it was written for. So Reno's a rockin' town.
It is definitely baddest little music city.
Yeah, it's amazing here.
And Nick, last count, you're in four bands and a solo career, or is three bands and a solo career?
Right now, it's three.
Just three
solo career.
Next
the
week,
podcast.
Just three. Next week, two.
Just
and
three.
I work at
hosts
the radio station
and currently employed.
And
right.
Currently employed. Mm-hmm. And I'm married to the sweetest woman in the world. So and like I have the best dog.
Life is good.
Yeah, life is really good right now.
Yeah.
It is really good.
Riding around on your little Vespa wannabe thing. And
yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, your
it's
Japanese
sweet.
Vespa.
It's pretty sweet. I hope I don't get hit by a truck because I'm having a lot
of
fun.
Your odds of getting hit by a truck went up significantly when you started riding around on a scooter.
That's true. Yeah. I try to be really
safe.
Stay
off the freeway with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife wouldn't even let me do the McCarran Loop.
You do need to do it once, the freeway, really late at night. You have to see how you can get that baby going up to.
The wrong
it's
way.
It's got to go about 40. What,
well,
how
I already
fast
know,
does it go?
I already know how fast it can go.
How fast does
35.
It go?
35.
Oh, wow.
That's about it, yeah.
Well, that's faster than my bike. I've gone 18 on my bike, and it seemed really fast.
18? That's fast.
On a bike.
On a bicycle, yeah.
That'll
make you tired after a while, though. See, I can go 35 for a long time. Until the gas runs out or the car or it breaks or something.
I bet you can outdo that if you got the right wind and you're going downhill.
Downhill, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could definitely get up in the 40s going downhill. But enough about my scooter. Smiley Mikey, you want to play us a song?
Ooh, song
I could do that.
You got your keyboard set up here.
I do. And so I was going to play my song that's called Reno. It's about a little town, Nevada, I'm from. And it's on my CD, although it's the rock full band version on the CD with bass, guitar, drums, another guitar, piano, Hammond organ, and a tenor sax. This is just me naked.
Are you just going to go solo? Did you bring your CD for us to listen to
today? I did. I already gave it to Rick, and he's already going to play a track off of it. Am I right, Rick?
Yes, but not right now.
But not right now.
And Tom Gordon did it. Isn't he awesome?
Oh, wow.
Oh, you worked with
Tom. You know how we worship Tom Gordon.
Yeah, Tom Gordon, too tall. He's how many inches tall would that be for 6 feet eight? That's like 80 inches. He's 80 inches tall.
Yeah.
And so whenever I show up to work with Tom on this project.
Sexually.
I never said that. That was someone in the voice. I would always show up with In-N-Out Burger stuff because he's a big guy and he takes a lot of fuel and he definitely puts a lot of effort into each album. And I also did one track at Pixie Records also, and so there's a lot of studios here in Reno.
Really, Pixie Records? Huh.
We have more studios per capita than anywhere. I think we have more tattoo parlors and more salons.
And yet, there's never enough time to record all the bands that Reno has or do all the tattoos that Reno needs. and we have a ton of 7-Elevens too, and there's never enough Slurpee to go. It's like
40s.
This population is voracious.
We are. We need our Slim Jims. We need our Slurpees. And we need to go to estheticians. And I'm not sure what they do, but it's something.
They get facials.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Is that legal? Is that legal? Okay. Inside Washoe County's borders?
Facials? I hope so.
Okay.
Fuck.
So here's my song, Reno.
Excellent.
In the baddest little city, you pretend you are a star. Then you hit the road and are told who you really are, yeah. An awful, awful truth. And it's positively for street blues. But if you want your dreams to come true, don't wake up in Reno. She was a dancer, a singer, an actor, a hooper, a hipster. A model, a burner, a drinker, a stripper, a swinger. And DJ Janky rocked her hard. Chaz the Fodog shot her off, yeah. You know the biggest little stars are born in Reno. And I think I'm growing slowly old. Time was a friend I hardly know anymore. 1, 2, 3, and the tattoos mapped out her soul. ID'd from toes to skull, yeah. They said she forgot not to let go, the story of Reno. And I know that I'm here for life, with my mountains, my desert and sky. Diamonds and gold in that river flowing by. The story of Reno. The biggest little stars are born in Reno. She woke up in Reno. Just like you. And you. And you. And me. Thank you. And you listening out there.
Sweet.
That's nice. A good fucking song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I never played live podcast. Are we live or dead on the podcast? Whatever it is, we are.
Halfway between.
We're as live.
We're pre-recorded live. So
we're live here right now, though.
Now I'm going to infect all those PCs out there that the Worst Little Podcast people have, and a few Macs also, right? So the PCs and Macs are now infected with
virus code written into that.
Nobody who listens to this show could possibly afford a Mac.
Okay.
So
nobody listening to the show is PC either.
What if somebody that listens to the show stole a Mac, though?
That's so true.
Yeah, that's true. They might have stolen them.
I think we can assume that.
Got a Mac and trade from a crackhead.
No, we're just kidding.
I think there's a lot of Mac listeners out there. Mac and cheese, Macintosh, Mac daddies. They still say that.
Yeah.
Do they still say that?
They do in my neighborhood.
Justin's mom? No.
I don't know.
Okay. Big Macs. Okay. So anyway, don't get hit by a Mac truck on your scooter. How's that? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's my song, Reno, so you can react to it if you want.
I liked it.
Thank you.
I liked it. I like the sort of talking, singing way that you do.
Lou Reed.
Yeah, Lou Reed. Reminds me of Daniel Johnson a little, too.
Hmm.
Have you ever heard him?
No, sir, but I will check him out.
Yeah, you should. That guy's pretty crazy.
Yeah, great lyricist. Yep. Really peculiar, individualized singing style.
I think he's a schizophrenic.
Yeah, he's got mental problems, too, yeah. He always has since he was started, but, man, he does some beautiful art. You just got to check it out.
I will definitely do that. Yeah, he's a solo artist, but if he's schizophrenic, is he really a solo artist, or is he multiple?
Well, yeah. Yeah, he does.
He's a two-piece.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a duet.
Got it. I will check out Dan Johnson.
Daniel Johnson.
Daniel Johnson.
John Stun.
Yes.
Geez, you would have never found it.
You know,
you know how many Dan Johnsons there must be on MySpace?
And half of them schizophrenic, right?
Yeah. Okay. At least.
Okay.
There's a good movie about him called The Devil and Daniel Johnson.
Is that a documentary?
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds like a porno. Good.
He's from Texas. But anyway, that was awesome, Smiley Mikey.
Thank you.
So maybe next break, though, I would like to hear some from your CD because I want to hear what it sounds with...
A full orchestration. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. I think, Rick, can I tell them what's going to be coming up or not?
No.
Okay, I won't.
No.
Never.
That'll go really well right before we play it.
Oh,
got it.
Rick's the boss.
I am not.
I just had my wrist slapped.
Sexually.
We'll go ahead and edit all that out, too, just to make sure nobody knows you tried to fuck with Rick's authority.
What will we talk about right before the song? Everybody will have forgotten. Our whole audience is high. They can't remember things for that long.
Or they just got up and their coffee hasn't kicked in yet.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Or schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this moment of Uncomfortable Silent is brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Check the Pinky link. Thanks for the beers, Felix.
PinkyPolansky.com. Aw. We love you, Felix.
Next part of the show, what should we talk about, guys?
Oh, dude, so I was sitting in Starbucks, right?
Yes.
Sipping my coffee, drinking my Biblical Archaeology Review magazine, as I am often wont to do, because I'm a nerd like that. And I look up, and some guy's coming in and setting up his laptop, as many people do in the Starbucks. It's completely normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, like, fuck, I recognize that guy, but I couldn't think of where it was from. And he's wearing a suit and, like, not a full suit, but, like, a suit, like a regular shirt and a tie and everything. And it's kind of bugging me. And then I saw him from the side, and then I saw him from the back. And then it hits me as he sits down and begins to work on his laptop. It's fucking Zombo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
And so
he looks way different out of the makeup.
Yes. And if I hadn't seen him one time before without his makeup, I never would have known. And I'm like searching my head, like, what the fuck was his name? His name is Frank.
Frank.
And so it took me a minute to realize that, but I was nervous, and I was such a schoolgirl, like I, you know, because I'm such a huge fan that I just sat there and sort of shook and got all excited.
Really worked it.
Right. Like, where is my Jerry thing? Dude, and I couldn't concentrate on anything, and I just sat there and thought, I'm sitting next to Zombo. Does he recognize me? Does he remember me? No, I'm such a dork. I didn't want to bother him, you know?
You guys are friends. He did the show.
I know, and you think I probably should have.
Yeah. Totally. You should have said, Frank, do I know you, sir?
Frank, is that you?
It's me from Dogwater, Rick. Remember you did our podcast?
Dogwater? What?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would have gotten. Then I would have been mortified.
Podcast.
You are in my living room every single week. I like leave everything I'm doing to race home and watch you, and I think you're the greatest thing that ever happened.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I found it, Josh.
Good.
Okay, so yeah, that was my celebrity sighting of the week, is that I ran into Zombo.
Is the show a little dry without Rory or what?
It bugs the shit out of me how much he like talks over all of us all the time. Nobody can get a half a sentence out. But then when he's not here, it is kind of like a hole.
Maybe we need to start interrupting a little more and jumping in and
stepping on top of
each other. I used to talking so much, my throat's already getting sore.
I have an idea. How was your week? What did you do this week, Deanna?
Oh, you did the sin.
It's Dina.
Dina.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dina.
It would be much better if you just called her Justin's mom.
Go ahead and fucking edit that, Rick.
I had an awesome week. I've started some really incredible paintings, I humbly say. And because, you know, I've kind of wanted to go into more meaningful directions with my art. And so I've got some religious commentary going on. And
ooh, like what?
Well, like there's two separate pieces that I'm working on. And one of them has a woman who's meditating, and around her is all sorts of different imagery. And I'll just bump the mic there.
It's
I bet
okay.
you love that. it's actually difficult to describe because it's just a very visual piece. Hence, it's a painting and kind of a sculpture too. And I also have a piece that I'm doing in a very traditional Renaissance style. With,
do you do realism?
It is realism most of the time.
Oh,
occasionally,
cool.
I do abstract and stuff too, just because.
Right.
But this one is really Renaissance. So if you picture those, it's hugely inspired by that because I just finished a book by, I can't remember the author. Anyway, the book is about Caravaggio, and I was totally inspired. And
who is Caravaggio?
I was just going to say
he was this completely dysfunctional artist. Back during Michelangelo's time, who ended up murdering somebody and then getting murdered himself. And, you know, lots of adventure. But also, he did these paintings that were of religious nature, but he would hide within there all of this sacrilegious stuff.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Subliminal.
Yeah. Yeah. So, super cool. And so I thought, well, I could do that. So I did. I'm working on the painting, and I've got... it includes a drug addict and an angel and a demon and drugs and death and all sorts of beautiful
big grand themes.
Grand themes mm-hmm. done in all of those sorts of images you would see, you know, like in the Sistine Chapel, except for modern.
Cool.
Stuff.
You know, his life was not that out of the ordinary Caravaggio. Of his day, everybody in that time period either killed each other or died of the plague, you know, so.
And, you know. If you wanted to be an artist, you kind of had to work for the church.
Exactly.
So if you wanted to say anything, his way was, I don't know how unusual it was, but.
Right.
But yeah, I thought he was a pretty cool guy.
He had a good gig going.
So he was kind of sneaking stuff by the people who were running the church.
He was. Yeah. He was, yeah. And, often, a lot of times, they didn't catch it. They didn't catch it, and they would think that he was an idiot for doing things like painting fruit that wasn't in the proper season for the story. And what
right.
he was doing was painting fruit that symbolized the sexual urges of the people in the picture. So
zucchini and so forth, or
not as obvious as that.
Cucumber, okay.
Banana.
So back in the day, he was like the people who painted the Little Mermaid covers and put
he
giant
was
dicks on them.
Just like that.
Wow.
Exactly.
Still subversive.
Mm-hmm.
Like against the
sounds
machine.
Like an all right guy. Was
yeah.
that Caravaggio? Is that one word?
Caravaggio.
It's one word.
Caravaggio.
Wait, I can't remember. Caravigo. I'm really not sure.
Okay.
So now I have two people to look up, Caravaggio and Daniel Johnston.
Yeah, great artists.
They probably would have
both
had a lot in common.
They probably would have hung out
together. They might have.
They might have both been schizophrenic.
Might have.
Now, Dina, do you have any place where people can go look at your art online?
I do. It's dinahoover.com, but you have to be sure you know how to spell my name. It's Dean with an A. It's not Deanna, only one N.
One
N,
okay.
Yep, Deanna, dinahoover.com. And there's samples of my work there and my class schedules and things like that.
Cool. Oh, you're a teacher as well.
Yeah, that's mostly how I pay the bills.
Oh, excellent.
You have private art lessons or do you
I'll do private art lessons. I do lessons. There's a classroom there. I'll do near my studio. I'll do classes at the Brewery Art Center. Going to do some life drawing classes there in the fall. And I will come out to you, so you know if you and not in a gay way.
I was trying not to hit sexually.
If you know if people want to workshop at their house or at their business or whatever, novel writing, short story writing, drawing, painting. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Very cool.
Nice little gig.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
So you're actually living the dream as well. You're doing what you love.
That is right.
And paying the rent.
Yep.
You got a good man to help feed you.
Yeah, so I don't starve and I pay the bills. And,
yeah, and you get to do what you want to do.
Get to do what I want to do.
That's the most important part.
Yeah. Yep. And my boss is really awesome most of the time.
And have you talked to Justin recently? How's he doing?
He's doing good.
How hot was it in Sacramento this week?
Hot,
probably
like
hot. It was 100 degrees yesterday in Reno, so I know Sacramento must have been miserable.
When I talked to him a couple days ago, it was 105.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 105. Muggy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nasty low elevation.
It did make him kind of sick when he first got there, but he said he's acclimating. And
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Good. Very good.
Already had a couple odd jobs. And
nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. What was your week like, Mikey?
Well, today's only Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I meant the previous week.
Oh, well, there was Nautadada, which was really
right.
cool.
Right. Yeah. We forgot to talk about that on the show last
night. Getting a duo together. I don't consider myself a musician, just a songwriter and an entertainer, but I have a musician in my duo who plays probably about 20 different instruments, and he only is bringing 4 to our gigs at the moment, just a banjo, guitar, tenor, sax, and clarinet. But he's a real musician, and we played our first official gig at the Nautadada gathering out there at Reno Artworks out on West Dick.
On Dickerson, 1995.
That's right, 1995 West Dickerson, and that was fun, and there was amazing art there by a lot of people, including Mallory Mishler.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where her show's at. Huh?
And
it's coming up the 28th, I think.
Well, that's the closing, right?
It's up already. It's
oh, it is.
It's up, and it's mind-blowing.
She's doing a closing reception instead of opening.
I made it out there and checked that out.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen like a collection of Mallory's work.
It's pretty nice. Huh?
Did you really like it? Yeah. And when you first walk in, it's all her like early stuff from when she was barely like learning how to paint and stuff.
Yep.
And then you get further into the back, and it's the more mature stuff that she's doing now. And some of it is she has this one of my favorites. She has this one of this probably 80-year-old woman topless.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
And it's called old lady porn.
Yes.
I want that so bad. It made me totally uncomfortable, and I love that. That was one of the best. And then
I try to keep that one out of my mind.
Well, I don't know. Being made uncomfortable. I think that's typically good art.
Yeah. Right?
Good art is the kind of art that makes you feel weird.
It makes you feel anything at all.
It makes
good.
You feel something. Yep.
But the one that was even more disturbing than that maybe was not disturbing. That was just life. But the porn and the old lady together, it would kind of upset me. But she did. Frida Kahlo never died of cancer, but she did a Frida Kahlo withered away cancer portrait.
With the thing on her head because of the chemo.
Yeah, and the throat, the kind of turkey throat. And I said, did Frida Kahlo actually die? No, she didn't. But this was Mallory's
hypothetical
mind.
Hypothetical.
And it was very, very disturbing and jarring, but really very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was beautiful in its terribleness. Is that how I say it? Or terrible in its beauty? Whatever.
Yeah, I understand.
Grotesque.
She is not a shrinking flower. And there's a lot of great artists like that.
There's always a really tough line that you have to figure out as an artist, whether you want to say something or make pretty pictures, because making pretty pictures sells and saying something does not.
A little sagebrush goes a long way in Nevada, but it gets really boring.
It gets so boring for the artist too that eventually it's like, if I have to paint one more cute little toddler or puppy dog, I'm going to stick my paintbrush in my eyeball.
I think Mallory never had that conversation with herself. She just went right out to do the paintings of like Ron Jeremy. And,
that one was up at the show.
And the devil.
She finished it.
Yeah,
cool.
She did. And you know, the devil with the horns holding the naked girl.
And it says FYD, I love that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really cool.
You were like a total fan, Rick.
I went there and really stood in front of each one and really like soaked it in for a minute. Like I didn't just rush through. I really, you know, and Mallory's been around the house a lot, and I just love her.
Yeah, she's been on the show a few weeks back.
And she started dating my roommate Cody.
Oh, that's true.
They're hopelessly
they met
in love.
On the podcast.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Well, we and got so, to see a love connection happen right here in this
Yeah.
room.
And Dina, it's so rad because my roommate's finally dating somebody, and I love her. You know when you're
that's
living
cool.
with somebody and they start dating somebody who's an awful idiot?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you got to deal with an idiot all the time, and it's just been fantastic that he picks out somebody that I like.
I like when two people that you just totally appreciate and respect like that end up together. It makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just awesome.
It's a solid, interesting couple.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been thinking about asking Mallory to paint something horrific for me.
Like what?
I've always wanted, and I don't know theologically if this is wrong of me to want this, but probably. I've always wanted, I've got a thing for like crucifixes. I just think they're cool. And I've always wanted a painting of what it really looked like. Because they're always cleaned up. And it's kind of the kind of thing that would be so horrific. I don't even know if you could put it up.
Blood stains and the nail holes.
But I kind of want it. Mm. Well, yeah. And the fact that, you know, he would probably be naked. He would probably be utterly like, really, it would be really horrible.
Miserable, huh?
Really horrible. Yeah. And not to not pull any punches, because every crucifix you ever buy pulls punches.
But not so far as to be like the Passion of the Christ or nothing, right?
No,
or
that's
exactly what you want.
Yeah, except for that even that, they had clothes on him. Like the Romans would bother covering your junk
up. It's just a way for you to see you Jesus' penis.
Yeah, they probably use
it is
for
not so
practice.
I could see Jesus' penis. No.
These gay Christians, man.
Right.
You can't, I don't know.
But it's always kind of bothered me. And I once heard a Catholic priest say, you'll never see a crucifix the way it really was because nobody would do that. Mm. And that just sounded like a dare to me.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to bet?
Right. Yeah. I know people. But I haven't even talked to her about it yet. But I've been kind of thinking about that. What do you think about that, Dina? Is that crazy?
I think you should ask her to do it. Because if it stays in your mind, first of all, that's something you connect with. That's something that has meaning for you. And also, at the beginning of your comments there, you said that you weren't, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't want something like that. Mm. I don't think that God is sensitive and gets his feelings hurt and can't handle it when we want to step out there and explore and connect with our world around us. So I think you should do it.
Mm. You know, there's the different kinds of Christians. Like, there's the Christians that are happy, that are about the Christmas time, that they're happy that God would become a baby. Mm. And then there's the Christians that are into Revelations that are like, we're going to, you know, screw them and it's us or them. And then there's the Christian. I've always been a passion Christian. Like, I always loved the actual
Jesus.
Well, the idea that God would go through that for me. Yeah. That's what always got to me. Really, so that's what's always cool with me.
It really, like, interests me that you are so into that, but you're it relates to your gothicness. Like, you have Jesus, and then you got H.R. Geiger right next to it, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, you kind of got a really kind of a dark mind for such a person with so much light, you know?
A lot of religious history and stuff is pretty dark.
Yeah.
There is an honesty to that, though, when you embrace when you really look at the truth and you try to embrace it and understand it, I think it's the opposite. When you were saying that there's the different kinds of Christians, and brought to mind when Justin and I went to Pizza Balls for dinner, and there was some clearly Christian people there who couldn't quit staring at us, and they did not appreciate it when I went up to the counter and asked, is it one ball per person, or do you need to order an entire scrotum?
How dare you?
I know. And they were definitely, well, they, you know,
the no sense of humor Christians are my least favorite ones.
And I just don't see where that fits into Scripture, but that's just my opinion. But
God gave men balls.
It's in the Book of Prude.
The Book of Prude.
Made us in his image, you know.
Well, you know, Jesus had was really close with his friends and stuff like that. I'm sure they spent a lot of time joking around with each other.
I'm sure they did, too.
Yeah.
And yet, how many pictures are there of Jesus laughing?
One that I know of.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How many carpenters do you know that don't swear?
That's a good point. Okay.
Or fishermen, hard drinking, for that matter.
A lot of them in Utah.
Hard drinking, hard smoking crew, you know. So
there is a good Bible name, though, that I always thought would be an excellent swear word. I learned it. It's a long name. I learned it for the point of swearing. Because by the time you get it out, you're going to feel better. And that's Mahar Halal Hashbaz. That's it.
What's that mean?
That's a guy. It's a dude in the Bible who just shows up in one of those lists of, you know, people begetting people or something.
Oh, right. It's Jeff Hoshbaz's brother.
Yeah, that's right. That's the guy.
I want to know what his parents' name was who went and named him this god-awful name. Probably like a one-syllable thing, you know, like Dunga.
Yeah. What was it again?
Dung begat.
Mahar Halal Hoshbaz.
Yes, he did.
Jeez, yeah. There's not even a bar in there. Man.
You didn't know that, Rick?
No, I'm not familiar with that one. Mm. But then I skip over that whole.
You just want to get
cats. Everybody skips over the begats.
To the crucifixion.
Well, that's like right at the beginning of the Bible, too, so every time I pick it up and decide I want to start reading
it's in the middle.
It is?
Well, it's at the beginning of the New Testament.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to step on you like that.
No, it's all right. I just don't. I've only picked the Bible up to try to start reading it a couple times, and it was a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
Rolling joints out of the pages.
I like to go to church and hear the stories that somebody's interpreting for you, and hear the pastor tell me what was going on in the Bible. That's to me is more interesting than actually reading the Bible.
Yeah.
Got more out of that.
This Jesus moment was brought to you by Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. They got $5 PB&Js. No, they don't do that anymore. $6 PB&Js. Sorry about that.
Still and cheaper than the Silver Dollar in Elko.
Many other beer specials or drink specials. Go check them out.
FYD.
Let's do a song break. Should we listen to some of your CD?
That's awesome. Yeah, can I pimp it a little bit here?
Yeah, talk it up.
All right, this is the name of the CD is November Wind. ... and other stories, and there's 8 tracks on it. I wrote them all, and I recruited a lot of amazing musicians from the Reno area because we are the baddest little music city, pound for pound per capita, more badass musicians than anywhere in the world is what I want to say. Who's to say that I'm wrong? And
I won't challenge you.
I know, man, because you're one of the badass musicians. You're in 3 bands and a solo artist, and you work for a radio station that we can't say the call letters for on World's.
I just don't want to. Yeah, it's okay. Comfortable.
And so
KRZQ.
Yeah. God damn it.
It's not that. Is it the mix now? Okay. Anyway,
he works for a company that don't exist anymore.
WJFK.
Yeah.
And so you can get the CD. You can order it on Smiley Mikey. Find Smiley Mikey on Facebook or go to Sundance Bookstore or go to Discology or call me up or hit me up on Facebook and I will deliver it because I just want to get the CD out there to people. And I did give a copy to Rick, and Rick's going to play a track off of it. And the track he's going to play, can I at least say who's going to be singing on it?
Oh, no. See, now is the time that I wanted to hear you like talk about like what's up with the song. And what's it about?
Well,
but can I ask one question?
You can ask it too.
I've seen your CD.
Yes, sir.
That was me, not Dina. Yeah. But I've seen your CD. There's a hot chick on the front. Tell me about that.
She's a hot ginger.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, because I could have put my face on it and nobody'd buy it, or I could put a hot chick on it. And also, she symbolizes the theme of the song, the title track, November Wind, which happened to be a country song I wrote, which I've never written a country song before. I used to hate country. Then I wrote a country song because it turned out as I was writing it at my piano, it was November and it was very windy out, 65-mile-an-hour wind. And that was the one that started the Cullen Ranch fire, that wind knocking over an electrical utility pole. Anyway, but I wrote the song, and songs take on lives of their own, just as short stories or paintings do, as Dina knows, and songs as Nick knows, and I'm not sure. Josh,
football games?
Yeah, football games. They take on a life of their own.
Podcasts.
They do.
The more that you really scream at that TV, the more it changes the plays.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
so
there's no two games alike.
So, yeah. So I wrote. So it turned out to be not a song about lust like pop or rock. It turned out to be a lament, which is country. So I wrote a country song, and then I tried to sing it in a draw, and it just was too fake, so I found a real country singer to sing it. And then it came out as a slow ballad, and then I had a honky-tonk fast version done, which is going to be played on another radio station this coming Saturday, but I can't say the call letters of. But anyway, so that's what the album is, and it's only $10. And so I'll even throw in a free sticker, and I'll autograph it for you if you want to get a copy. But you should get a copy because it's a pure product of the Reno music scene. I am a songwriter who did no music till 3 or 4 years ago. Then I did it for a couple of years to get a song on the radio, which I did on another station whose call letters I can't say. I quit. I came
we
back.
We don't care if you say.
I came back and wrote November Wind, and then I wrote the Reno song that you just heard, and I wrote another song called 18, and I collected some of my older songs that hadn't been done or done right. And so it's 8 songs, and I think you really dig it. A publisher has picked up 4 of them, and hopefully something's going to happen with them. So how does a retard like me get to do these things? Because I'm a product of the Reno music scene, soaking up all the talent and energy around me and taking full credit for myself. So this song that's coming up, is called the title is Stalker, but the publisher is going to actually, he's renamed it Always Be There. He thought that was less creepy than the word stalker. I don't understand why, but I guess that's a business decision.
Yeah.
Well, so I wrote the song, and
it's like you're trying to hide it.
It has a string quartet playing the 8th note stabs on it, but the other strings you hear on it are synth patches. And I found one of my favorite, if not my favorite, male vocalist here in Reno, Cliff Porter, the drummer of Jellybread, to sing it with his velvet voice. And it's 180 degrees different style from the funk that his band Jellybread does, the funk and soul. But this is more like Burt Bacharach, piano orchestral pop of the kind Burt Bacharach would never have done, but maybe the gentleman you referenced earlier, Daniel Johnston, would. So here's the song Stalker, as sung by Cliff Border. I simply play the piano and the synth patches on it. We have a full string quartet on the eighth note stabs that may remind you of Psycho later on. And without further ado, I'll shut the hell up and let Rick play this thing.
I got nothing to hold me back now, 'cause if I don't make it past the mother dies, I'll figure something out, whatever's clever. And if you end up with some dork now, like a lawyer in a BMW with his oily lies and his smooth jazz station, I know you'll end up seeing my side. I'm just a guy who cares. I ain't a stalker, baby. I'm just a guy who'll always be there.
Believe it. A number of poems, single roses left upon your doorstep, but nothing wins you over to me. Still, I feel no shame, just regret for you. And know this now. No generic Jenny could ever make me flip. I'm patient in this game of solitaire. Send funny emails sometimes. So cross those jokers and jacks off your list. Throw away your sidekick. I ain't a stalker, baby. I'm just a guy who cares. I ain't a stalker, baby. I'm just a guy who'll always be there. Oh, I'm just a guy who'll always.
Awesome.
That is awesome. Oh,
thank you, thank you.
Yeah. I think great writing is when the person who's doing the talking, the protagonist would be in a story, doesn't know what they're actually saying.
Everybody gets it but him.
Everybody gets it but him, yeah. Yeah.
And thank you, I appreciate that. And I saw some startled looks when they heard the buzz in there, and that relates to the...
That was not a technical difficulty.
That was a sound that I forgot to say. I did play the piano on that, and I did play the synth patches on it. I also played the vibrator.
That was a vibrator sound, huh?
As the perceptive people, when they hear a Sidekick, you know, that's a brand name. Thank right. you. And I don't know if that's ever been heard before in the annals of recorded history, but it has now. And yes, so now to my arsenal of instruments that I fake like I'm playing, besides a piano, would also include the vibrator.
Cool.
Thank
Keep
you.
That.
You get a little smile on your face
pull
about
out of your
that.
Guitar case.
That's cute.
I say I don't play with it with myself, by the way. I just play it for a musical instrument.
Well, you have to practice.
Story.
Okay.
He's rehearsing.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you call
Getting
it.
Getting my buzz on.
Why is the door locked?
I'm working.
Working on music.
Well, this bizarre sexual thing should maybe be brought to us by our good friends at Stingray Tattoo.
Yes, sir.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Okay. Well, now that's out of the way.
Very good. Very good, Rick.
Dude, during the musical break, I had that music going with those words and that kind of creepiness. And at the same time, I pulled up Google image search for Caravaggio.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty screwed up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's beautiful Michelangelo-type paintings, and he's got a thing about beheading. Like he's like, and this is the part where David beheaded Goliath, and this is the part where Judith beheaded the leader of the army that was taking over Jerusalem, and this is the other part where somebody else beheaded somebody else. There was a lot of heads being cut off.
And in one of those images, it's his own head.
Oh, so it was like him that he put as the beheaded person?
Yeah.
And the, wow. That's
awesome. It's because he murdered somebody and he was feeling sorry.
Yeah.
So that was kind of his way to apologize is by...
How was he killed himself?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was super cool. Well, not for him, but, you know.
It's a cool story.
Artistically,
is that what
it?
You mean?
He wasn't hit by a truck, though.
Okay. He was not hit by a truck. He was attacked by a bunch of his enemies. So,
oh, really? So they got together and jumped him or what?
They did. And they luckily him. For him, he had just been to a house of ill repute. So he had a few last moments of fun. And then he went out into the street and was grabbed by a bunch of these guys. And they held him down and cut zigzags into his face.
Ew.
That's how I want to go.
And it took a while for him to die from it. He ended up getting sick and...
Oh, wow.
So horrible.
Yeah,
it was just a mortal wound, and he survived for a while with zigzags in his face so deep
and then
he
just
died
got infected and died.
Yeah, and then he finally got sick and died. And all the while, he was trying to become a knight because it would exonerate him of his crimes. And right as he was about to become successful, he realized that also would mean that his whole life would be controlled for the rest of his life, and there was like no graduating from knighthood. Mm-hmm. And so he was really unhappy about that and couldn't escape the bad guys. And well, I guess he was the bad guy, but his enemies and the law, and yeah, just really
sounds like a fascinating person.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
you know, most artists are crazy.
They are
good ones.
Do you have any paintings of beheadings?
I don't have paintings of beheadings. I do have paintings that I don't show anyone.
Oh.
So that's...
Be dickings?
No. But now maybe that might give me some inspiration. Who knows?
We've all had the fantasy of what it would be like to be beheaded, haven't we? I mean, this is I'm a normal person. We've all had that, haven't we?
I think everybody has to wonder, like, how long does your head last?
30 seconds.
Yeah. That's a long time.
You could, like,
your brain's still functioning.
You could be, like, on the curb. Your head's rolled on the curb. And you're looking back at your own body. Because back in the day when they would behead people with guillotines or with a hatchet, they could still talk a little bit. And, like, their brain is not dead yet. Their brain's not dead.
Fuck you guys.
But we've all had that fantasy. I'm just not crazy, am I? Am I?
I'm not sure that I'd be the one to judge. But I have often thought that when they put that basket there at the end of the guillotine, the way your head falls in, they probably should throw in some magazines or something.
I think it might actually be 30 seconds.
That's a long
ice cream.
Time.
Skip the basket altogether so you at least see what's going on around you after your head gets cut off.
You can see your own body. Yeah.
It's like punishment on top of punishment.
It probably doesn't hurt because your spinal cord would be severed. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're nervous.
We got to go somehow, someday, so that could be one way to do it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting. See what Caravaggio has wrought? He's like influenced us in all these millennia, or not, I should say centuries later, he's still having an influence.
He's still
on
having
us,
an influence.
Making us lose our heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
Rick, did you see the picture of the Medusa?
Yes.
That was also loosely based on his own face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, and the Cupid one is really cool. It's this baby sort of laying on the ground, like young child, but with black bird's wings coming out of its back that it's sleeping in. Really, like, creepy, cool stuff. I'm shocked that I've never heard of this guy.
Did you get a spelling? Was it two G's or what?
Oh, yeah. And as soon as you write C-A-R-A-V, Google will tell you the rest.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
So, yeah, very easy.
Thank God for Google.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, and it's cool. He's got David and Goliath, and yeah, and like a whole bunch of them. Like behead this way, and then beheaded this way, and then from this angle, it would have looked like this. And like it's like really into beheading. So
everybody has their interests,
right? And then it showed like one of the things where it's got a picture, and then a close up of inside the glass. There's something going on, really tiny.
There's a lot of details in those works that I would love to go see them in person.
Oh, and they've got the one of, and then to keep with the creepy theme, there's actually nothing on this Google image page that isn't disturbing. There's one where it's the Doubting Thomas and Jesus, and it's Jesus,
yeah.
and he's got his shirt open, and Doubting Thomas is sticking his fingers in the hole.
He's
in
totally,
Jesus's
cramming his fingers right in there.
Yeah, because that's what the Bible, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the more interesting stories I heard at church was the Doubting Thomas thing where he's totally sticking his fingers in the wound.
Yeah, and Thomas is all, I'll believe that Jesus rose again if I can stick my fingers in the
wounds
in his
side. Go ahead.
Here's a question for Dina, because you are an art teacher as well. So Caravaggio, he used models, live human models to paint. And
right.
So how did he do this, the Doubting Thomas and the dead Jesus and the fingers sticking in? And
well, to some degree, you would extrapolate. You wouldn't actually like cut a hole in your model. But
yeah. You do the whole thing.
I need realism. Yeah. You people are so unprofessional.
Yeah. You could paint somebody just touching somebody and then just kind of improvise on the wound, I would imagine.
You would hope.
He was good enough that years later when he didn't have access to a model anymore, he would use their image in a new painting. Towards the very end, he didn't really have access to much because he was on the run.
Oh,
and
a lot of enemies.
Yeah, a lot of enemies.
Including the church.
Including the church. Sometimes they were a little helpful, sometimes not so much. So, and he could pull out of his memory at that point enough that you could tell who the model was from before.
Hmm. You are quite a scholar of this man.
I loved the book. It was a really excellent book. And the guy who wrote the book, that I can't remember what his name is, he was the actual scholar. Yeah. I was just fascinated.
Oh, the sacrifice of Isaac one is really disturbing, too.
Yeah.
The look on Isaac's face, and he portrays him as a really young boy. Okay, this is creepy. I got to set this
aside.
Well,
thanks for teaching us about Caravaggio.
You're welcome.
Is that how you say it? Caravaggio?
Mm-hmm. Italian, I take it?
Mm-hmm. Michelangelo di Caravaggio.
All right.
And I'm going to tell Justin that we talked about the Bible, we talked about art, and he talked about pee.
Yeah.
Well, we're so much more sophisticated on this episode, Justin.
Well, let's give it an attempt to play this worst little quiz game with Mikey and Dina.
Okay, you introduce it, Nick.
All right. That's right. It's time for Rory Dowd's worst little quiz. We'll be asking you some uncomfortable questions that we're going to probably have to pop off the top of our heads because we do not have the list with us. And I would like to pass it to Rick to get us started.
Okay. And your first question for the two of you. And who's scoring? Nick, are you scoring?
Yeah, I'll be scoring.
Okay. Your mother, your brother, or your lover. Trapped on a desert island, who would you cannibalize first? Dina.
I was going to do that one.
My brother.
Not even a second thought.
All right.
Yeah, because he won't listen to this show. He's way too moral for this.
I would just say my lover, because she always says, eat me.
I'm not sure if that's what she means, but okay.
Well, she shouldn't have said
it. I cannibalized her in a very sensual way. How's that?
He's so thoughtful.
Vagina first.
All right. I like
Ew.
It. I like it.
Okay, Chewy.
Yes, you have a question?
Do you guys pee in the shower?
No, even though I know that doing so would probably win points in this contest.
Well, you know this. Oh, well, I won't give it away. We'll continue.
Mikey, do you pee in the shower?
I don't shower. I'm sorry.
Oh, good answer.
I pee in the bath. How's that?
That's really
awesome.
That's not peeing in the bath. That's marinating. But we use that question to determine whether or not people are lying, because we believe everybody pees in the shower.
So. Well, I tell lies, but that's not one of them.
Wow,
now
okay.
Now you're going to really be confused.
All right, now I'll ask one. Let's see. Have you ever been uncomfortable having sex?
Yeah, but I need to not elaborate.
Well, yes is a good enough answer for us here. How about you, Mikey?
It was, a car that I had that was really too small to have sex in.
Like a back of a Volkswagen?
It was really cramped and uncomfortable there. Yeah.
Your answers are good. You're totally going to win this contest.
It's pretty close still. Okay. Rick, go ahead.
In all of history, who would you fist fight?
Caravaggio. Especially nice. After the choppity in the face thing. Then I would win. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'd punch him and he'd be all sore.
Yeah.
And he'd probably be like, give me more. I deserve it.
Yeah, he probably would.
And then I'm going to paint you beating me up.
That would be awesome with my head chopped off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, because it's all biblical and all that, I'd have to fist fight Noah because Noah was so passive that he would just take it.
Totally. And if you got him drunk right after, like, you know, caught
and
he was drunk.
He did get drunk.
He was naked and drunk right after.
Drunk
the,
and naked.
The, yeah.
So
it's a good time to hit him.
Absolutely. So,
right in the junk.
I mean, I would only fist fight someone I could beat, so it'd have to be Noah.
While he was drunk. Very good answers.
Other
guys.
People have chosen Helen Keller for that same reason.
I would think Gandhi would be pretty safe, too.
Yeah, he's been picked as well.
Yeah.
He'll just stand there and take it.
Yeah.
All right.
Chewbacca. A question nobody ever asks anymore. Please name the capital cities of the five states bordering Nevada.
Well, that's easy.
Okay, then you go first.
California is Sacramento. Arizona is Phoenix. Utah is Salt Lake City. Boise, Idaho. And Salem, Oregon.
That's good. And Dina?
See, I was going to go with... that planet that Marvin the Martian came from.
Oh.
I think that's, you know.
Tweakyville,
yeah.
We left out Black Rock City, darn it.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
Capital of.
And then. Yeah. Then, know. You know, Quebec. Yeah. Juneau. and Sacramento.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right. Well. Let me think of another good one.
You hear this shit every week. How can I not think of any?
Okay, it's your Last Supper. What do you want for your Last Supper?
That's a good one. I love that question.
As long as there's really good wine, then I'd be happy with burgers or pizza or anything, but really good wine.
Good answer.
Last Supper, the historical Last Supper was Passover, so I would just have matzah and a really bad grape wine, like all the matzah people have.
God, matzah?
That sounds terrible.
Really? I mean, I've seen that stuff in that jar with that weird liquid at the store.
That's... Oh, there's that too. That's gefilte fish.
I've seen like matzah in a jar with, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it was some other kind of balls.
Matzah is unleavened bread, actually. So, matzah balls. Maybe that's
what I saw. Okay,
matzah balls. Yeah.
So you mean like that unleavened bread? Do you want some bitter herbs to go with that?
That's the horseradish. That'll clear out your nasal passages very quickly. That's true. So I guess I would just have a Passover Seder like that, and then I would hang around afterwards to watch, like you want to see, Rick, the authentic crucifixion, you know, on the quaky aspens and the blood, the gore, and the dark-skinned Jesus.
Wow. Don't hold back.
With his junk hanging out. Thank you.
He better not have blue eyes.
Last meal of all time.
Yeah, no blue eyes.
I got a phone call from Eric Anderson coming in because he was going to sell me tickets to the Novelist show at the Knit this Friday. So am I allowed to take that?
Rick?
You can, but you lose the quiz.
Ah, okay, I'm not taking it. I'm just...
Eric will understand. Good. He's been in here.
I've come so far. I don't want to lose.
I'm sure he's not going to sell those to somebody else.
Okay, Rick, go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, pleased to be rating your skills as a lover.
Oh, I'm an 11 and a half.
I would have guessed.
69.
I really don't believe that, Mike. And the second part of that question, please be rating your most recent lover skills on a scale of 1 to 10 as well.
Also an 11 and a half.
Well, she dumped me, so I have to say a 2.
Was it really a 2? Was she an 8 when she liked you?
Oh, she definitely good enough, yes. So, yes.
All right. Name the celebrity that you would most quickly ruin your relationship to be with.
To be with?
Yes. Sexually.
Oh, you know, this isn't original or anything, but I could only think of, like, Brad Pitt.
It's a common answer. Even the men say that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah,
I'd go with that, too.
I would also say Angelina Jolie, so either way.
Nice. You get extra points for that.
Thank you.
I know that she's passed away, but somewhere she's in some realm she's alive. Brittany Murphy, she would do anything.
Oh my God, Brittany Murphy died.
I like that answer. Yeah. It was weird that she got pneumonia.
Nobody knows. It's weird.
And then her boyfriend in the same house got the same thing and died, but it's not a contagious
kind of
thing.
Called heroin, I believe.
Well, yeah, who knows?
I mean, it is very contagious.
I don't know. Weird. All right. Well, that was good. Let's do some rapid fire.
Okay.
All right, Mikey, Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Dina.
I got to go Beatles, too, because of John Lennon, even though Elvis was, you know, king.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's go. Bands or DJs?
Bands.
Bands.
Excellent. Beer or wine?
Wine.
Wine.
All right. Jesus or Buddha?
Buddha.
Totally Buddha.
Gay? I think Jesus would be okay with that.
Except for when I need my gardening, Jesus is definitely the one.
Buddha doesn't have your back so much.
Stereotypes are fun. What was my next one? Oh,
sorry, Mr. Ramirez.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger. I'm married to a ginger.
Nice.
So it was ginger or Marianne? No. What was it again?
Would you rather be homosexual or have red hair?
Oh, I'd have to be ginger because I'm just in love with women. Sorry.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. My female side's lesbian. Thank you.
I hear that.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. What else we got? Anybody want to throw
AIDS or cancer?
There you go.
I'd say AIDS because you can treat AIDS.
Much
and,
more treatable.
Yeah.
I'd say cancer because then you're free to smoke and not worry anymore.
All right.
Just for the weed.
Good.
420, woo.
You got any rapid fires?
Who wins a fight, a flock of seagulls or octopus?
I think the seagulls win, but I think it would be an awesome fight to watch.
Yeah, I think so.
Amen.
Too.
Fight to the death.
I will say flock of seagulls because they had some awesome hits.
You think so?
And they ran. They ran so far
so
away.
So far away.
If they could run at all, because I don't think octopus could even run.
That's true.
Octopus tastes good in the sushi. You know.
Well, seagulls fly, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, punk or metal?
Punk.
Punk or metal?
Punk.
Yeah. All right. Prince or Bruce Springsteen?
That's a...
I know. It's weird.
You can always go with a third answer.
Yeah, I was just going to throw in there Pink Martini.
Prince or Bruce Springsteen?
Well, I'd say Prince because he outranks the boss in royalty scales. Boss is lower than a prince.
Really?
Okay.
Blind or deaf?
Blind or deaf?
Oh, I'd pick deaf because I already know sign.
Oh, yeah, that's totally. Justin said the same thing.
That's right, huh? Yeah.
Well, I would say deaf, too. I'm a very visual person.
And then you could still drive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
You can see
they let deaf people drive?
Well, you can't wear headphones. Isn't that funny?
I quit driving.
They're better drivers than hearing people.
If you get pulled over and you're deaf, I can't hear you, officer.
Oh, you get away with anything. They know it, too.
All right, and the last one on the rapid fire. Do you have any more?
Would you rather get arrested or get beat up?
Arrested. That's way easier.
Definitely
no
get
court date after the beat up, though.
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. But
I've never been arrested, but I've beaten up a lot, and I can handle beat up, so I'll go for beat up.
You just in better practice with that one.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a coward in a fight anyway, because I picked Caravaggio to fight with, so after the face stab.
I picked Noah.
Well, yeah.
I just choose the ones I want to win.
All right, one last one. Direct roller Noah. Derby or NASCAR?
Roller derby.
Totally roller derby.
Amen.
Awesome. All right, let me tally these up.
As Nick mashes his hand against the keyboard.
Right. Let me see what I got here. Points. Where do they go? Here they are. Now they're over here. And here we go. I got to add about... I'm going to go with... And I'm going to go with that.
that, and let's see what we got here. $87 for Mikey.
Wow, that's low.
And
well, it's on the Nick scale.
I score a little different.
Nick scale isn't the Rory scale, so we can't. Otherwise, that he would have barely beat Jackson.
Yeah,
on the Rory scale,
he would have beat Dave Richards, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Who doesn't?
Ooh, and with 103, Dina wins.
Oh my God.
Good job, Dina.
Good job, Dina.
We'll have to have Rory rescore it later.
Yeah,
so we can put it in perspective.
It might be possible that you won Mikey if you were on the Rory scale, but since he didn't show up. On my scale, Dina wins.
That's all good. It's
by
all
a
good.
Narrow 16 points. That's not very many. That's
no
a close
shame
game.
In losing, match, no absolutely. Shame in losing to an awesome artist like this.
Oh, thank
it's true.
You.
Yeah. Very,
and, you're a good sport.
Game. Yeah. You get and a coffin.
She's also into Caravaggio, a revenge-minded lady. Also, so glad that I lost.
It's
a lot of those questions we had the same answers on, too. So.
Yeah, but they scored you higher because you're prettier
I'm
than
cute.
I am. That's
cute.
Right.
That does actually go a little
it
way.
Helps a lot. It helps a lot.
Especially when Rory's not scoring.
All right, so let's do another musical break, then we'll talk about what's coming up next week, and then we'll get the heck out of here.
Okay, is this 1755? Is that the address?
2755.
27, because I'm going to have Eric Anderson come by with my tickets.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
He's been here.
He knows where to go.
Yeah. Well.
He's been here, but he hasn't been on the show yet.
Oh.
We need to get him. Yeah. Or the novelist. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me mention that to him. All right, so while Mikey...
Yes, sir.
Finishes his text. Is there anything you wanted to mention on the show before we get to some music?
You mean as far as plugs and stuff like that? Or just in general? My daughter painted me a painting for Father's Day, and it was awesome.
That's right. Aww. I forgot to ask how your Father's Day was.
It was wonderful.
First one.
It was my first Father's Day. My daughter's 7 months old. My wife just poured the paint on the canvas and let her play with it, but it was pretty great. And Father's Day, I got to go play golf with my buddies. And from out of town in like 100 degree weather, it was awesome.
Oh, you did
play golf?
Golf
in 2 years. Yeah, wow. It was wonderful.
Where'd you play at?
Washoe.
Oh, cool.
My favorite.
Very cool.
It was hot, though, I tell you that.
Why don't we just go to a CD, Rick? What's the next song on the CD, Mikey?
You can play Cougar, or you can play... Oh, I can play a live one here if you want me to.
Yeah, let's do a live one.
Okay, here's the Beatles influence. I'm texting Eric Anderson. I'm saying, just south of McCarran. I typed McCarran, and it corrected it to McCartney.
So, just south of McCartney.
Yeah, and it's Paul's 70th birthday. Unless he actually died in the 60s, we don't know. Okay.
In the recent past, it was Paul McCartney's birthday.
Okay. It would still be his birthday even if he was dead by the time of that album.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. You know what? We have a teacher in here and a mom, and we have to be correct here. I'm going to play Stumble and Fall, a song of mine. It is on the CD, sung by someone else, but I'll play it. And it's not a drinking song, even though the title is Stumble and Fall. I dedicated this to all the beautiful ladies out there with completely awesome taste. Guys, thank you.
You thought there was something better, so you shoved me off. You forgot all the laughter we had together, the times we held each other. Guess those simple pleasures couldn't last forever. Stumble and fall, you can bounce pretty hard, end up with some bad boy loser with a crippled heart. Stumble and fall, you tumbled pretty far. Never may you find another lover, 'cause you're not young forever. Feelings fade, numb is forever. I thought you were through with me. Gave up without a plea, wiped you out of memories. But they flooded back on me. This hurt that you can't see, you just say let it be. Forever let it be. Stumble and fall, you can bounce pretty hard. End up with some bad boy loser with a crippled heart. Stumble and fall, you tumbled pretty far. Never may ye find another lover, 'cause you're not young forever. Feelings fade, numb is forever. Beauty fades, babe. Dumb is forever. Stumble and fall.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Beauty fades, dumb is forever.
Yeah, that's nice.
I have to say, I stole that from one of those judges. Was it Judge Judy or something like that? But mm-hmm. Hey, amateurs borrow, pros steal. But thank you. It does resonate. You can put
God,
that in your Bible.
Have we all been there?
Bob Dylan did
there.
A lot of borrowing, so I think you're okay.
Thank you. That's very
He never
true.
Borrowed from somebody as intelligent and classy as Judge Judy either.
I agree. I agree. In fact, yeah, so... Bob Dylan, he never really advanced musically beyond the year 1966. He was still great, but he just kind of stayed in that three or four chord thing that he kind of originally ripped off from, you know, the old
Woody
Negro
Guthrie.
Spirituals and Woody Guthrie. Exactly.
It's kind of okay, though, because yeah. He could be really make it, have this awesome career as a singer and not be able to sing. That's an awesome yeah. gift right there.
He sang. He just didn't sing the way that we all thought he think of singing.
I've heard engineers arguing about whether or not they would auto-tune him if they had the chance.
Oh,
that would
oh.
be great. They should go back and do that.
Wouldn't that be awesome? But
that
then some
be
people
wrong.
Like, yeah, exactly. Most people have the reaction that's terribly wrong. And then the people who are pro auto-tuning Bob Dylan say, is the fact that he's off key the magic?
Yeah.
It is not.
I think it is.
He could still be amazing.
It's the songwriting and the songs themselves.
Yeah, and his delivery, too. I mean, his,
yeah,
his delivery.
That's it. That yeah. nasally bullshit.
Pretty unique.
Is pretty
yeah.
awesome.
It was a fuck you to everybody, which fit him right with his songs. Yeah. Are we allowed to say that? I'm sorry, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, he said the fucking F word.
Internet doesn't mind it. Justin's mom made it.
Well, I feel like I've ruined everybody's fun.
Oh, great. Justin's mom here quit saying the F word.
Let's get back to talking about clean subjects like decapitation, okay?
Yeah. The wholesome stuff.
And so. Scrotums.
That's right.
Okay. And pizza balls. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Who brought
pizza
that
balls
up
is
anyway?
Gross enough, and then you go to scrotum. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What's in them pizza balls? Cheese.
Yeah. Rub them and find out.
All right. Well, since we got to that point of the show, let's talk about – do you have any shows coming up, Smiling Mikey?
Thank you. I do, and I'm going to completely unabashedly say Walden's Coffee House on beautiful Maybury Drive in kind of northwest central Reno.
Southwest.
Thank you. Southwest, central southwest. Yeah, okay, right. Thank
if you're,
you.
If you're below the river, then you're southwest.
Yeah, you know, you're so right, and that they are below the river unless yes, it floods. Indeed. And so Maybury, yeah, at Walden's, it'll be Friday, June 29th. There'll be three songwriters on the bill. I'll be in the middle of it. So it'll be 40 minutes by singer-songwriter, guitarist named Blair O'Gorman. There'll be me with my buddy Zach. Zach and Smiley is our duo. I'll play 40 minutes. I'll probably play Stumble and Fall. I'll probably play Reno. I'll probably play Wagon Wheel, which has a Bob Dylan connection.
Do you have your CD available at these
my
shows?
My CD will so be available, and I'll so sign it, and I'll sell you one for 10, but I'll sell you two for 20. And
okay. What a deal.
And what a deal. And
how then, much for three?
I'll probably get 30, but you know, I'll
come on, 29.
How about four?
$29.95. I'll cut a nickel off of it, and I'll give you a free sticker, which I'm going to lay on all you guys right now anyway.
Yay, stickers.
How much for five?
Okay.
We'll give you some of our stickers.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, thanks.
And these are my Smiley Mikey stickers. And so call me up or go to Discology downtown or go to Sundance Bookstore.
Okay.
And they have the copies, and you can download the digital files on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Facebook, all those things. Smiley Mikey, Smiley space Mikey, Mikey, and you can find me on Facebook, Smiley Mikey fan page. And then, so that show is going to be Friday, June 29th. Doors at 7. Actually, it's always open there. And it's a free show, so come on down. And then also at Art Town at the Underground on Thursday, July 5th, I'll be doing a whole hour. And then we also have Naked for Safety playing, and I'm getting burlesque dancers and acro yogists to interpret my songs on stage. I can't wait to see what they do with Stumble and Fall. That's going to be pretty cool. And it's a free show. It's an Art Town show.
Will they be scantily clad?
They will be, and I won't be, so totally come. Nice. I'm sort of semi... See, I'm getting my yoga on now, my Bikram yoga. But
pretty smart. Somebody must have told you how warm it gets here in the studio.
Yeah, that's right. So,
or a tank top.
But the female form is far more attractive than the male form, and so I'm sure we have plenty of attractive...
Says you.
It's just my opinion.
I agree with you completely, but I think there's...
I think you're outruled here because there's three straight males here and only one woman here who goes either way.
He does not listen to the show.
No. There's also one, the other kind.
So, to carry on, so July 5th at the Underground, doors at 7, happy hour goes 7 to 9 p.m. Thursday, July 5th. And we're also going to have two painters that I – Nick, you paint among – no, you sculpt with chicken wire. That's right.
When I get older, I'll start painting, okay. And probably horribly. I can't even draw. I'm,
when you get arthritis and you can't really do the chicken wire anymore?
Yeah, just like when I have time – you know, like fishing and stuff when I'm older, that's my plan is to be painting and fishing.
You've been off for the last year, though. You could have been painting and fishing this whole time.
Well, I was working on chicken wire and podcasts and rock and roll, baby.
My bad.
So there's a time and place for everything.
You're right.
So it'll be July 5th, and also there'll be Joe C. Rock will be on one riser near against the stage, and the other riser will be Pam Pandoja. They're going to be painting live, interpreting the songs and probably interpreting the dancers and acro yogists and all that, and selling their paintings right there at the show.
That sounds pretty interesting.
So you guys need to totally come. This is going to be off
multimedia madness.
Multimedia Reno. The way only Reno can do this with our incredible dance community and arts community and music community and entrepreneurial community and our alcoholic community. It's going to be awesome. Happy hours. It's just going to be just a fantastic, very Reno Art Town show done by locals, not by the imports that Art Town brings in, which is a very good idea that they bring them in. It's just that we're already here and we're already talented and we're already Reno and good.
Yeah.
So we are here just like the worst little podcast, it's just very Reno, all this talent in one room at one time saying really scatological things. Doesn't get much better than that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on down to those shows and get my CD.
Dina, you got any? You got some? Want to remind us of what the shows you got coming up?
Well, there's currently the one at the Hub, and I don't know when that's coming down because they have a show they want to hang, but haven't scheduled it yet. And then the one at the Pneumatic Diner, and stuff in Carson all the time too. So, and there's a cool little. It's a smaller art community there because it's a smaller town, but
still super artistic though. So yeah. There's some pretty talented people in Carson.
It got voted one of the best artist towns to live in. Carson.
Yeah,
I was like over Reno. They're like in some magazine
because it was based on per capita.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carson's hella tiny.
And Carson's tiny, yeah.
Like 50,000.
So they had like 10 artists there, and they're like, damn.
Yeah, that's really sweet. But they're at my studio. I have a studio over behind Comma Coffee. It's right on 4th Street. And
sweet spot.
It's a great spot, and we can, in front of the studio, because it's a converted garage, much like the Hub.
Right.
And out in the front there, I can do events. So, you know, you ever want to come down and play some music or...
Oh, that's fantastic. And then there's a hookah lounge right near there.
The hookah lounge is right there.
Yeah,
and, yep, they're awesome. And so...
Invite me down and I will totally come down and...
You are invited. We just need to pull out the calendars and come up with a date. In fact, if you want to come down during the jazz festival... And play music during that. It's in August.
Oh, so. We would totally. Zach and I will come down. If not Zach, then I'll come down and
awesome.
And I'll bring as many people as I can. And you sell your art. I'll sell my CD.
That sounds great.
And we'll just make music, and that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Making connections really on the podcast. Yep. Yes, we do.
Smiley Mikey will penetrate the Carson market.
In every which way.
Sexually.
I knew we were going to do that. That's awesome.
And you, of course, you know, can bring one of your you, how many bands did you have there?
I have three right now.
Yeah, only so. Three.
Only
not
three.
Counting,
for God's sakes,
the bands that I used to be in that played.
Are you in present? Like, you're not in present, or you are in present? Are you present? No.
No, I'm not, but...
Nick is no longer in
we're
present.
Not going to... Yeah, we're not really talking about that. You know?
The president has
so
passed.
Much I got going so on. Much other good shit to do. I don't need to bring up any of that.
Candy
for
Shop.
For God's sakes. You know.
Candy Shop.
We put out a really rad record with Dogwater Dick here.
It's amazing.
And I'm very happy that my name's on it. And that's the last I'm going to talk about that. But
you're still playing with Sprout, too?
No, I'm not playing with Sprout anymore. Damn it.
How long has it been? Do you guys break up?
It was a few years back, quite about 10 or something.
10, 12 years, yeah.
But I saw you play. I saw you play with a cowboy rocking band.
Oh, yeah, Gunshot Liquor.
Oh, yes.
See, and Fat Cash. I'm still available to be their bass player anytime they want, you know?
I don't blame you.
If they can't get Goldie, I would love to do it. Oh, shit. We got Eric Anderson entering the podcast here. Say hi to our audience, Eric.
Now, we should have Eric play a song on piano since we have him here. And
I fully
change?
Support yes, that.
I do. Yeah, that'd be cool. Why don't we have? Why don't I say what's coming up for me and Chewbacca? What do you have for this weekend coming up?
There's a really great show Saturday. I mean, you know, okay. I don't know if you're available, but Saturday we got some stuff to do up in Virginia
Are you
City.
Sit down and play some.
Oh yeah,
I'm not gonna
yeah.
like plug that, but I think you and me will probably see each other
with red shirts and stuff,
whatnot. Yes, and but that night afterwards, if people can still stand up straight, there's a good show at the Biggest Little City Club. Them Sons of Bitches and the Shames are playing together.
Ooh,
two of my favorite Reno bands.
Yeah.
When is that?
It's Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Them Sons of Bitches you don't get to see too often. The Shames.
No, in a really small place, too.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Them Sons of Bitches
Yeah, right
play
downtown.
There.
Good spot.
They're so
all right,
pro.
Yeah, they're big time, yeah.
Be a big audience.
Oh, of course.
Good. Well, right Saddle right Champs is big
here.
Time.
Yeah.
Them Sons of Bitches is trying to, you know.
No, but they are fucking a pretty...
Yeah, all those
good,
guys are
good
amazing
band, yeah.
musicians.
Yeah. And playing with the Shames, too, it's like a chance to see two great bands
mm-hmm.
for not much money
so well play a song
mm-hmm. downtown.
And say that you guys are going to be opening for Pink Floyd.
For Pink Floyd.
Well,
yeah.
This behind-the-scenes moment is brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
Yeah.
Plays on one show.
That's right.
I'm going to finish my sentence. Opening for Pink Floyd as done by Eclipse. Thank you.
Right, exactly.
Pinky Floyd.
Okay, let me just finish up, and then we'll have Eric close the show out. I got coming up, we got Gorilla Productions Fashion Show. It's a fundraiser for the Block Party, the Reno Block Party that we talk about all the time. June 23rd at Jub Jub's. They're going to have special guest models. They're going to have a singles auction, plus the music of Stabby Unicorns, Betty Rocker, and Enslave the Creation.
Sounds like a great show.
$10 suggested donation. But if you come with $5, I'm sure they'll let you in the door. But, you know, if you can afford it, don't be a dick.
If you just come with some money, please.
Then we got, let's see what else is coming up. The Reno Block Party the week after that. Go to renoblockparty.com. Check it out. It's going
to
be an amazing Reno Palooza here. And
29th,
that's my birthday, too.
It's the 30th. Saturday the 30th.
So if you see me down there at the Block Party and you have a 40 in your backpack and you feel like you want to give me a birthday present, go ahead.
Do that. Hmm. All right. Well, let's.
Although there's no, you don't bring your own beer to that show. Sorry.
Let's finish. Yo, oh, yeah, no coolers or dogs either.
Yeah.
Let's end this worst little podcast. I'm just going to say this is Eric Anderson coming in because he had to give Mikey tickets. And it was wonderful to have you on the show. We should have you on for a whole show where we can interview you as well. This amazing musician. You're in The Novelist too, right? One of the top Reno bands going right now. So for Dina, Mikey, Josh, and Rick... And Erica Anderson, I am Nick Ramirez, your constant companion, saying goodnight, ladies.
All right. This is probably my most Pink Floyd-like song for in honor of Friday.
Tell me your feelings. Sorry for being deep again. Answer my questions with meaningful answers. Tell me your sadness has gone away. just not the same. It's all gone now. It's all gone somehow. It's all gone now. It's all gone. Back to life. First they told me, and then they showed me, but they're wrong again. It's all gone now. It's all gone somehow. It's all. It's all gone somehow.
And that's a wrap.
Goofballs, Yellow Jackets, Red Devils.
Backwater Studios.
To secure an escape from reality, reality is left behind.